We have James Berrigan, who is a politics reporter for the Texas Tribune with a focus on accountability reporting. And prior to joining the Tribune, he worked with the Dallas Morning News, Austin American Statesman, and the Los Angeles Times. He was also selected as a Nigman Fellow at Harvard in 2023 to 2024. His bachelor's degree is from UCLA, and so he's a California native, but he got to Texas as soon as he could. And we also have Luis Soberon, who is a senior policy advisor at Texas 2036, a data-driven nonprofit research and advocacy organization. He covers issues across the justice system, from the regulation of law enforcement to the efficacy of state courts through various reforms in prisons and beyond. And he had key roles within the Texas legislature, most recently as chief of staff and general counsel for Representative John Turner of Dallas. He has his bachelor's, master's, and JD from UT Austin. So please give a warm welcome to both of our speakers. And before I forget, please silence your cell phones. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. In addition to being an employee at a nonprofit, I feel like at an AA meeting, like, hi, I'm Luis, I work for a nonprofit. In addition to that, I also serve on the State Bar's Legislative and Campaign Law section, which I think is one of the first of its kind in the nation. So from one specialization to another, hello. It's good to talk to you. So we will jump right in. James is here to hopefully give appropriate political context and background. I'm looking forward to what I think is going to be a good informal conversation about Texas politics. So hopefully today you will be familiarized with the institutions of the Texas legislature. You'll know how to follow legislation more effectively. You'll understand what lobbying is in Texas, because those definitions are unique to Texas. Learn about some of the driving issues in politics and know where to get answers if you have questions. So I understand that some of the folks here are not from Texas. So some basics. The Texas legislature meets once every 2 years for 140 days, period. That is its regular session. Outside of that, only the governor can call the legislature into 30-day special sessions for whatever the governor wants. Optimistically, the governor on the opening day of session said, I don't think we're going to have any special sessions. Knock on wood. So the couple of truisms that folks inside the building kind of banty around. One is that the legislature is actually designed to kill bills, not pass them. And I'll get into that in a moment. The other one is that lawmakers really have two masters during the session, and it is the clock and the calendar. And we'll get into that a little bit, too. So the composition of our legislature, we have a House and a Senate. The partisan makeup of the legislature is roughly 60-40 in each chamber, where Republicans are the majority. You have 150 representatives. Their districts are about 200,000 in population. And you have 31 senators. Their districts are about a million, or over a million, I think, at this point in population. If you compare the congressional delegation from Texas, there are 36 members of Congress from Texas. The districts of a Texas senator are bigger, have more people, and arguably more influence and power in what actually happens than a member of Congress. So some dates of note to keep in mind. The first date of note is November of last year. Bills for the session that just started in January, on January 14th, they have been getting filed for the past 2.5 months. We are already getting up there in bill numbers. Then the Monday before session, the Texas comptroller, our treasurer, said, this is how much money you have to spend. This is how much you've got to play with. We have a little bit of a surplus this time around, which is exciting and unique among states, is my understanding. Session started. A speaker was elected. And then we have just...